This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. intelligence community's inspector general has revealed very little about a whistleblower complaint to members of Congress, but President Trump is denying doing anything wrong, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The government's intelligence watchdog, Michael Atkinson, appeared behind closed doors, summoned to explain a reported complaint from an insider surrounding a private conversation between President Trump and a foreign leader. But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says Atkinson declined to tell the committee the nature of the complaint.
I don't know whether the White House is directly involved, because we can't get an answer to that question. But we do know that they are making some claim that a privilege may apply.
The Washington Post reports it involves a promise President Trump made to an unnamed foreign leader. But on Twitter, the president said he would never say anything inappropriate. He's aware that others are listening in, and he would only do what was right anyway. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday he has important information for President Trump about how to respond to the recent attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. He spoke after meeting with the leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The top U.S. diplomat said that there was enormous consensus that Iran was responsible for the middle-of-the-night missile and drone attacks. Last weekend's attacks temporarily knocked out half the Saudi oil's production, nearly 6% of the global oil supply. Remnants of Tropical Storm Imelda are drenching southeast Texas, forcing more than 1,000 rescues and evacuations because of rising floodwaters. Imelda is largely targeting Houston, the U.S.'s fourth largest city. Forecasters predict the area will receive more than 100 centimeters of rain this week. Heavy rains grounded flights Thursday and brought the George Bush Intercontinental